Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Yeah, I was telling Jason about a Southernism. And I know a guy who's an instructor at a technology school and dyed-in-the-wool Southerner. And one day he said, you know, Vincent, I used to could. And I might still could. What a great expression. I used to could. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I got a call from Dr. Sergei Shkilyshorn. He said he was going to be on. And when he calls in, he'll be on. Till then, it's 5 Minute University. So here's something to think about. Let's say you're going to build a new house. And if you're designing the house, you could put the, if you can put a shower in. And what we did was we thought, you know, as every day we're getting older, and we'll put in a walk-in shower, but without shower doors. And the reason we didn't put those glass doors in is because no matter what you do, water gets into the seals between the glass and the aluminum frame, the anodized aluminum frame. And mold grows. Mold loves water. And it's almost impossible to stop it. So to avoid that cleaning nightmare, we just put in a fiberglass shower pan. It's 5 feet long. And we put in the porcelain tiles on a green board, which is, green board is, it's wall board, but it's specially treated. It's got fibers in. It's got anti-mold chemicals in there so that mold won't grow inside the wall board if moisture gets behind the porcelain tiles and the grout. And so we have a 5-foot shower pan and a rod, an extending rod for a shower curtain. And the idea is you can easily step in there. And even if you had a walker and you needed to, you know, get into the shower, with a walker, you could. And there's room for one of those shower bathing seats in there. And we thought, well, let's plan for that. But if we had shower doors, sliding doors, a door that's on hinges that opens outward, it would still be difficult. So the idea was, let's forget all that and just put a shower curtain in there. And we don't use a shower curtain. We use a shower curtain liner. And so if you've been to hotels, you've seen these either rayon or nylon fabric shower curtains. And the idea behind those is they don't attract the growth of mold. And you can toss them in the washing machine on a gentle, add a little bit of detergent, and wash them and hang them on the line, and you're good to go. And you can do that once a week. And you can you can prevent mold from growing. So that's a good thing to do. So the idea was, the last component of this is the shower control. And the shower control you can put on either end of the shower. Now, one of those ends might be an outside wall. The other end of the shower might be an inside wall. Now, if you put it on the outside wall, how do you repair or fix a leak or a broken shower control valve without taking out the tile? Well, if it's on the outside wall, you have to take the outside siding off, or you take the tile off. But if you put it on the inside wall, and the inside wall opens into to the bathroom, for example, you can cut a hole in the sheetrock on the other side of the shower control, and you might be able to fix it. So just a thought. And the other thought is, while you're buying your shower control, buy two. And that way you'll have a complete set of replacement parts should that shower control be discontinued or should that company that makes it go out of business. Just a thought. That's what we do here. And all of our showers are the same exact shower pan, the same exact shower controls. Everything's the same. Even the color and type of tile is the same. So we have extra tiles should one break. No problem. We've got more. And it's the same tile for both showers. So a little bit of extra expense when you're building and a little bit of storage so that you can keep these for a long time. Makes a lot of sense. That's all in 5 Minute University. Dr. Sergey Sheely Sorens with us. Welcome.
Hello, sir, and thank you for having me. And I do apologize on being a few minutes late. I just had an emergency consultation, and, I'm back. So I'm all yours for the next, 20, 30 minutes.
Wonderful. Well, medicine comes first. Emergencies come first. So I'm so glad you're here with us, and I'm glad that you were able to attend to that. Dr. Sergey Sheely Sorin, there are children who have been reported dead and hospitalized with fentanyl overdoses. And they have been attended to at daycare-type centers. So, mom would drop off or dad would drop off the young child at daycare so they could go to work. And next thing you know, the child's dead, and that's because there was fentanyl exposure at the daycare center. This is something that most people are not expecting. They're not expecting to drop off their child and find the child dead, by the end of the day or before the end of the day. Through carelessness and recklessness, as I see it. What are your thoughts about fentanyl overdoses? Who's using it? Why are they using it? And how did this get out of control?
Oh, God. What a heavy topic. First of all, fentanyl is, it's one of those things that you can apply a patch on. And one of the most common emergency room situations is when the person is brought in unresponsive or not breathing and almost no function, I should say. And you have to revive and resuscitate. And when you see the pupils that are basically just very tiny, and in light of that, it could indicate this situation. So you give an antidote and then you can see people wake up almost immediately, but you got to catch them in time. I'll give you an example. There was a young man that was brought in. This was a long time ago, several years, but they're still very dramatic. It's brought in by the ambulance and opioid overdose, fentanyl. So just in time. He was blue. He was not breathing. And so we, as soon as we took care of him, basically we brought him back, saved him from just like literally near death. As soon as he was able to talk and be his own person again, because he can keep people against their will, unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever way. I left against medical advice, and we got the body back a little later again. The ambulance reported the death of the same person on the same day from another overdose. So this stuff is addicting as hell. I mean, it does give people something that keeps them wanting it, and. The other question is, what is addiction? Because in reality, we also need to address, if you're going to be addressing addiction, you have to be addressing the factors behind the addiction, the root cause. And what it is usually is physiological need that is not being met. Also mental and emotional, psychological need that is not being met. And instead is being, medicined or medicated by the substance, which is a temporary relief for what ails you, so to speak. But then there's a consequence and a price to pay and a bigger descent into physical health. So, and that's what happens. So I see it in the office as well, with chronic pain and people who are, using a little too much, or it's just at that point, I'm asking the question whether it's really an opioid crisis or a pain crisis, because if the society is not controlling pain, my God, the opioid is a bad crutch, so to speak, but it's a crutch of some sort. You take away the crutch, what happens next? So there's a lot of pros and cons. But Vincent, what's your angle on that?
Well, I saw one firsthand up close. I was in a hospital, and I saw a nurse squeeze a bolus that had fentanyl. It was the bag for a fentanyl pump. And the nurse was squeezing the air out of the line, squeezed a bag with fentanyl, and overdosed the patient right in front of me. Mm. And the patient died right in front of me. And I screamed, code blue, code blue, and nurses and doctors came in. There happened to be a Navy flight surgeon who'd been walking in the hall. And so I said that she overdosed him. I saw it. And then the nurse said, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. And I said, oh, yes, she did. And the surgeon believed me, and he Narcan'd the patient and brought him back to life right in front of me.
Boom.
And yeah. And,
oh, God.
And this nurse was a part-time nurse. She's a full-time dog groomer, so she would comb and give dogs haircuts full-time. And at part-time, she was killing people.
You know what? That,
absolutely. That is so she,
terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Well, when that happened, the hospital had a real crisis on its hands with me. Mm-hmm. And I demanded that they rewrite the protocol for the use of fentanyl. And they told me they were going to throw me out of the hospital. I said, go ahead, you call the police. But you'll be on the 11 o'clock news tonight.
Amen, brother.
Tonight. And it was absolutely outrageous that this gal, this lying sack of protoplasm who was in a nurse's uniform, did this and denied it. It's absolutely outrageous. So she paid the ultimate price. She got fired. But the flight surgeon used Narcan. And it was a circus. It was an absolute circus. They went to get the paddles to, for the... there was an IV bag pole on this cart to bring in the paddles for resuscitation and electric shock to bring the patient back. And they couldn't get the cart, which was really heavy because it had a big battery, through the door because the pole was too high. I mean, it was like a comedy of errors. And this was in a major, major university research hospital.
Oh, you know what? Good point. Bigger doesn't mean safer. Yeah.
Right. So they told me I would have to leave the room, and I said, absolutely not. There's no way. No way. So ultimately, 3 days later, the patient survived, but it was an uphill battle. But when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about this. Dr. Sergei Shilasov is with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and inventor, there now exists a sustainable way to both secure and promote more healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% more vegetables and 20% more fruit. In addition to providing year-round access to fresh fruit and vegetables, household growers consume more health-giving vegetables and fruit than the typical national average. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day is associated with a significantly decreased risk of developing obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Finally, an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden, a solar-powered, at-home, easy way to grow produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden, a vertical grow tower, is convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, maybe it's time that we introduce our class to a new term. And that term is risk management. And there's a department in hospitals, and it's termed risk management. And when they make a mistake or they do something wrong, the risk management team comes in, and they try to see, how bad is this going to be? What are the potential damages? How likely is it that we're going to get sued? How likely is it that our insurance is going to be dropped or our premium is going to be raised or, you know, are we going to be in the media? And all of the above. And so risk management comes in. They sent the risk management team in to talk to me. And everything was going really well. Had some demands that I made that the hospital fix some of their procedures. And it was going okay. And then they started kind of turning against me. And I said, you know what? This seems like attempted murder to me.
Well, that's appropriate, yeah.
When I said that, those guys turned white. I mean, they were terrified when I said that, because I guess they hadn't heard that before, and those terms. And so they were willing to do everything that I wanted, everything that I wanted. So, and everything that I said was within reason. And I told them I would verify everything that they agreed to. And we put this all in writing. So, class, hospitals do make mistakes. Would you agree with that, Dr. Sergey?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And did I describe risk management properly, that they're trained to defend the hospital?
Quite so, sir. Absolutely. Those are the folks that basically, we got a problem, red flag, what do we do about it, you know?
Right. There's a concern now about products that people use in their homes. household cleaning chemicals, and they've been linked to infertility, they've been linked to asthma, they've been linked to cancers, and these things have been in use for years. So the Environmental Protection, well, it was an environmental working group, tested 30 common products, stain removers, glass cleaners, air fresheners. By the way, I don't understand why anybody would want to use an air freshener, because all it does is mask whatever it is that is offensive. And, you know, why breathe another thing besides whatever is offensive? Right?
So here,
just clean up the problem rather than cover up the problem, right? So there's a glass cleaner that's branded, and by the way, this is in the public domain. You can all look this up on the internet. HDX glass cleaner. Scott's Liquid Gold Wood Care Finish. Less toil. You know, remember, it's so easy when you use less toil. They're heavy-duty, multi-purpose cleaner. Then there's FIT, F-I-T, organic. Organic multi-surface cleaner and degreaser. Swiffer. They're wet mopping cloths, and it, in the open window fresh scent, whatever that is. Then there's Scotchgard Oxy Spot Stain Remover, Glade Spray Refills, Windex White Vinegar. Windex White Vinegar, toxic, according to this report. So the list goes on. Comet, Clorox, let's see, ZEP, Z-E-P, Bissell. So there are products. You can look it up to see if you've got some that are on this list in your cleaning cabinet. Are you seeing any indication in the emergency room of substances like this causing people to come into the emergency room?
Absolutely. Not primarily because of necessarily exposure. I mean, although it happens from time to time, but it absolutely contributes, sometimes what happens is that people end up with full-blown neurologic or cardiovascular or whichever other organ system is affected. You know, we're talking poisons. We're talking basically with various let's say, organometals, the list of poisoning substances out there is tremendous. We can start with a simple as, for example, what we use in our gardens. We can use, we can talk about water, we can talk about fluoride, we can talk about some of the basics. But there's so many chemicals in the cleaning products that it's just absolutely insane.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Two pilots competing in a National Air Championship air races in Reno, Nevada, died yesterday after their planes collided while landing. The Reno Air Racing Association made the announcement. The accident took place around 2 p.m. during a race at the conclusion of a five-day air show. Fred Telling, chairman of the Reno Air Races Association, wrote that he was completely devastated and heartbroken. In a social media post yesterday, the annual air show has been held in the Nevada desert since 1964. However, a series of deaths at the event has raised questions over its regulations. Three pilots died at the race in 2007, and 10 spectators and a pilot were killed in a crash in 2011. Texas state senators over the weekend acquitted Attorney General Ken Paxton of all impeachment charges, allowing him to return to his job. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why today? God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. This is the second half of today's class, and we're going to be talking with Frank in Canada, Frank Pacheco, about appliances and maintenance and things you need to know in order to spend less and have your equipment last longer. Welcome, Frank.
Welcome. You must be an old man because the original.
Well, you know,
I find that a little bit funny. How the original?
I'm 71, and you know the reason I do that is all my life, Frank, I have been my ideas have been copied and stolen. You know, without my permission, including this broadcast. We even found this broadcast was picked up by Republic Broadcasting Network in verbatim. And without my permission, you know, I had a dear friend, his name was John Stettmiller, and a a student called up and said, y'all know that you're on Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, Republic Broadcasting Network is a competitor of Genesis Communications Network, which you and I and the rest of the instructors are on. Mm-hmm. So I found out, you know, I tuned in. They really are doing that. They really are copying our broadcast and playing it. And so I called up John Statmiller and I said, hey, yo, John, what's up? How come you're copying and playing our broadcast? And I even asked him on air. So why'd you do it? He said, well, why not? Okay, why not? So came from the original survival economist is because I am the original survival economist.
Wow.
And I decided I would plant that stake in the ground so that someone else couldn't say that they were, because all my life this kind of nonsense has been going on. And I just had it with it. So that's where that came from. But I am an old guy. I am 71. I've got lots of bruises.
Oh, I'm not too far behind you. 68 now.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah, it was... To start off, for students, which is interesting, like I do a number of generators, as we talked last time, but I had a notice that there is a recall on specific portable generators for Generac, and I wonder if I could tell the model numbers so our students can keep an eye on it.
Absolutely. Frank, going forward, and this applies to USA Prepares as a whole, if there's a brand name or an item or a model number that you'd like to talk about, if you find something that's good about it, great. Mm-hmm. Certainly can say it. If you find something that's wrong, you can certainly say it. As long as it's factual, that's fine. That'll keep us out of court. And, you know, if we get threatened, we'll say, okay, come on the air and we'll talk about it. You know, have your lawyers come on, you know, get them all together in one room, sit in the conference room, and it'll be just me and Frank or me and the other instructor. We'll go through it.
Might have to fly down there, meet you in person, and I'll sit right behind you. And you can take care of all it because you seem to know. Yeah, no, it's apparently it's the Generac portables. The model numbers are GP Gort Peter 15000. That basically means 15,000 kilowatts E, and the other one is the GP 17500 E. And apparently pressure is being built up in the valves, which causes fuel to come out and the fire starts. As of September the 17th, they've received 27 reports in the United States with a number of them starting fires. So there you are. Now, there wasn't a reason why I'm saying that, because we buy products. That doesn't matter what it is, appliances, small. And there is a registration form in the package. And guess most people don't do anything about it. It's sad because some of them you don't even have to put a stamp. But it is it's such a great thing for a manufacturer to have that, because something like this, where if you're not listening to a program like ours or a class like ours, you're not going to know, and God knows what can happen. So, see, in the heating industry, they try so hard to make you put on this the registration by giving you another 5 years on top of the 5 years of warranty that they have. So please, class, students, it's easy. I mean, put your name, address, bang, put it in and send it out.
So according to what I know about this particular model generator, they made about 64,000 of these, and they have two wheels, a single axle, two wheels.
That's right.
And a handle. Mm-hmm. And so you can kind of lift up this handle and roll it to where you'd like it. And the recall was as of September of this year, 2023.
That's right.
And the recall is because the fuel tank can fail to vent adequately from the rollover valve, causing the gas in the tank to build up excessive pressure, expel fuel when it's open, posing a fire and burn hazard. So if you've got one, you can call a toll-free number. It's 888-391-0503.
Wow.
And you can call them and talk to them. But it looks like, there's a bunch of them. So look up Generac Recall, Generac Recall. In fact, I want, since you've mentioned this, I have read through some of the Generac manuals, you know, the user manuals, the instruction manuals, the installation manuals, you know, those kinds of things, the parts manuals. I've read through a bunch of the Generac branded manuals. And they say, they indicate that their engines are purpose-built engines, and they lead you to believe that they build their own engines. And I submit to the class that is not necessarily the case. They say that, you know, their engines are designed for the load, the endurance that's required, etc., for these generators. And I have one. I have a Generac generator. I bought it used. And they brag about this engine. Well, this engine is not made by Generac. It's a car engine. It's a four-cylinder Mitsubishi engine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it has been modified in several ways so that it will fit in this coffin-like cabinet. It's got bottom, top, sides. It has a removable sides. Some of them have a lift-up lid, and you can look down on the internals, the generator unit itself connected to the engine. But I believe what Generac did, and I could be wrong, but I believe initially what they did was they said, boy, if we could just have a unit that we could sell as a system that would detect an out of voltage situation at the grid, if we could just detect that the grid went down, and then if we could take a generator, and an AC generator, hook that up to a gasoline-powered or propane-powered engine, and have the electronics to detect when the grid went down, and have a battery start the engine, and then energize the solenoid to disconnect from the grid and connect to the generator. If we could do that automatically, we'd have something. I believe that's what they did, exactly that. And that's what it is, right? Right, Frank? That's exactly what is in that system. So it's really a lot of off-the-shelf parts that were put into a box, and I think they did a pretty good job of it. But this is something that there's a lot of potential risk and danger of being injured, hurt, killed with these generators. And I know a guy who did something really stupid. He poured gasoline on. He was working on a fire. And he wanted to, you know, get going better, so he just poured some gasoline on. He got third-degree burns. I mean, just beyond stupid, right? Everybody knows don't do that, except he forgot. Well, you bring up a very good point, Frank.
Yeah, especially with generators, and especially if you're doing it yourself, because here is one of them up here in Canada, is that if you don't do it properly, and if someone is working on the line, like a pole electrician, and that generator comes on, that gentleman could literally be electrocuted. It's not, I'm laughing, but it's not a funny joke. So therefore, it's very important that you do know what you're doing. And if you're working anything major like that, I don't know, in the United States, but in Canada, you're allowed to do your own thing in your home. But get it inspected anyway. It is a bit of money, but at least you know that what you've done is properly done, and then the end of story.
Frank, let me ask you this: in your experience, and you visit homes and you look at appliances, you look at central heating and air conditioning systems, you look at generators, you look all these things, and you look in the electrical panels. Are you seeing wiring that looks like the original person who did it was probably an electrician when the house was built, but then over the years people have added and modified and changed, and then pretty soon you got a rat's nest, and you have ground loops and multiple grounds and a failure to have grounds, and the wiring is actually not safe anymore. Have you seen that, or is that really a common problem?
Especially up here in the north, where sometimes it's hard getting a proper electrician, and you just simply do it yourself. And yes, it scares me to no end. it's one of those things where if you can get someone if you're going to be doing. And right now up here, there's a lot of inspectors that can go around and help you do certain jobs and make sure that they're done safe. But the one thing that I don't understand, especially with all these YouTube videos, honestly, there's no reason not to do something properly anymore. I guess I call it YouTube certified. But you have to also be careful, because I've seen a lot of YouTube videos and say, oh no, don't go there, please. So you have to kind of be careful.
Mm-hmm. Now, Frank, I'm looking at this generator you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And class, think about this. So this generator is in a tubular cage, if you will, so you can roll it around. It has the generator head, which is, to actually generate the alternating current. Then there's a gasoline-powered engine that is directly connected. The output shaft of this horizontal engine is connected to the horizontal shaft of the generator head itself. And then there's a little box that has some controls and a meter that tells you the voltage and some receptacles so you can plug devices into it. So you have an engine, and then you have a fuel tank. And then there's a muffler to keep this thing quiet. So the muffler is at the bottom third of this open tubular cage, made out of steel tubes, to support the generator and the engine. And it has a shield around the muffler, an exhaust pipe that says hot, H-O-T.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hot. It's about 1,500 degrees. But about 8 inches above that, maybe a foot above that, maybe, is this gas tank. The gas tank is right above the exhaust system. Right above it. So if you have a leak,
yeah,
gravity's instantaneous. It's going to leak down onto the engine and the exhaust system.
Just like you think, you kind of knock your head in the forehead and says, what were they thinking?
Right. What were they thinking? We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Generac says that they make their engines, but I have some questions about that. So, am I absolutely sure that Generac makes all of their engines or doesn't make all of the engines? No, I'm not. But what I have seen is a CNN.com report that says Generac recalls around 64,000 portable generators amid hurricane season. This is September 17th, 2023. So you might, and it's exactly what Frank said, the GP15500E and the GP17500E units, because the fuel tank could fail to adequately vent. So that's a lot of generators. How is it possible that a company can make so many and then find out that there's a problem with it? Now, you can get a free repair kit from Generac. You just call them up, look up the recall. But these are not inexpensive generators.
No.
These are $3,300 to $3,650.
Mm-hmm.
These are expensive portable generators.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on to say the recall comes during the hurricane season when many people turn to their generators in the aftermath of a storm. What a mess. Finding out that you bought a generator that could have a problem when you need to use it.
I want to just change the subject a bit. About a month ago, we had one of the students that wanted to know what would Frank recommend as he was building his new house. I don't know if you remember that email. And I send you a syllabus this
yes, I do.
Long.
Yes, I do.
It would last a whole year.
And I'm hoping
that that student is still listening to us.
I'm sure he is.
I want to summarize what we've said so far for someone who is building a new house, and then we're going to go into the next phase of what I recommend. So obviously, in our syllabus, we talked about when you're trying to build a house, if you can insulate that house to its 10th degree, i.e. as much as you can, and it's possible because I have worked in many new homes up here in the north, and new homes, I was able to keep that nice and warm with what we call a garage heater at 220 volts, and insulation factor does work. spend the extra amount of money on that. The other thing that a lot of people, when they're building a new house, especially, you know, designers, they seem to just love to put the utility room in one corner of the house as far as that. That doesn't work really well. You never get proper transfer and balanced heating and air conditioning system. So try to make that utility room in the middle of the house. You will be so much more happier and with savings and comfortability in the future. We talked about the furnace. I do recommend a two-stage heating system. The reason for it is if, let's, for example, you design a house that the BTU loss, which is a factor that designers have, is 40,000. And if you buy a two-stage furnace, 40,080, that means that most of the time that furnace is only going to use 40,000 BTUs of propane. Then when you need it, when it's really, really cold out there, then you got that at the other 40 to compensate. But most of the time, you will be using that low, the first stage. And I had a situation, just a little aside, a customer's complaining that his furnace never goes to the second stage. I said, be happy. That is what it's supposed to. If it doesn't go to the second stage, it's because you're not requiring it. Are you comfortable? Yes, I am. Okay, there you go. So that was that. Then we talked about heat pumps and so on and so forth. In terms of the next step that I want to say is talk about HRVs and ERVs and which one should one install. I guess you're familiar with HRVs and ERVs. The HRVs being the heat recovery ventilation system. But then there's another one called the ERV, which is the energy recovery system class. It's only about $200-$300 more to get the ERV, but it's such a much air ventilation system than the HRV. Why? See, an HRV, all it does is transfer heat within this perimeter or mesh coil. But the ERV not only transfers heat, but it also, I hear the bell, but when you, we'll talk more about it when we come back, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Priceless, and we're talking about building your house and getting it right the first time. And it's very interesting what he said about the utility room being more toward the center of the house rather than in one side or one corner of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he's absolutely right, because if you've got the heat pump or the utility room where you're pushing air from one end of the house to the other, the closest to the heat pump is going to be warmer in the winter and colder in the summer. And the far end is going to be uncomfortable. He's absolutely right. We'll be right back.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.